Florida legislature is considering a bill aimed at pardoning four young black men falsely accused of rape in the 1940s. The men are known as the Groveland Four. Recently unsealed FBI files have proven physical evidence that no sexual assault occurred. Here's Fort Lauderdale Democratic Senator Gary Farmer.
Walter Irvin, Sam Shepard, Charles Greenlee, and Ernest Thomas all had their lives changed forever in a bad way on July 16, 1949. A 17-year-old white woman and her estranged husband had broken down on the side of the road. While broken down, Mr. Irvin and Mr. Shepard, who had just returned from World War II, were veterans, stopped to assist them. The next day, the woman made the claim that she was raped by four African-American men.
Farmer calls the accusation a hate crime, as there is no evidence of any assault.
Physical examination by the physician showed no evidence of any rape. Witnesses who saw the woman after the alleged incident testified that she, or told authorities that she showed no signs of trauma or upset. She wasn't crying or anything. That was excluded from the defense.
During November of 51, Irvin and Shepard, both World War II veterans, were shot by Sheriff Willis McCall while in his custody. Walter Irvin's sister, Henrietta Irvin, gives the account in a documentary by Aaron Ozay.
When he opened the door for Sam, as Sam turned to get out of the car, Walter, he said he shot it right in his forehead.
Shepard was killed instantly. Irvin survived by playing dead. Sheriff McCall said he shot Irvin and Shepard in self-defense and was exonerated on all charges. In 2004, author Gary Corsair wrote the book The Groveland Four, The Sad Saga of Illegal Lynching.
The people who don't think this is an important chapter of history, I think they need to learn a lesson from the people who have survived from the original members of the Groveland Four.
For WFSU News, I'm Catherine Buckler.